Counting the Beat. 60 minutes of Kiwi music, old and new, music news, feature albums, and more. Every Sunday at 6 with me, Chris, on the beach. 99.4 FM.
And this is Adita of Dandy Discs, and I've got 60 minutes with you.
I hope you'll use it wisely.
Yes, siree. We'll be spinning the latest tracks from the world of wax.
Like nothing more than this, a winding path on which to wander, time to question and consider, and occasionally a kiss. I'd like nothing more than
You're listening to Counting the Beat. You were listening to Age Prior, I Don't Want, a track from his new album, Shanks's Pony. Tonight I have a feature CD for you. It is the new album from Grand Prix, their third album, Terraplane Twilight. A little bit of a change of sound. They've been evolving their sound over the three albums that they've released. The first had female backing vocalists. The second replaced that with a brass section. And this album, losing the brass section, but the introduction of some new sounds, like there's a bit of organ in there. There's some glockenspiel. There's a few other things like that going on. So let's take a listen. We'll hear a few tracks tonight. This one is called Even the Stupid. This week, the nominees for the Silver Scrolls have been announced. The Silver Scrolls are the premier songwriting competition in New Zealand. They're not judged on commercial grounds or on the number of sales or the amount of airplay you get. It's based solely on your songwriting talent, and it's judged by other songwriters, which gives it quite a high degree of credibility. The stage we're at the moment is a number of nominees have been whittled down to a list of 20. That list will be further whittled down to 5, with the final announcement being made at the Silver Scroll Award in September. There's a bit of a change to the judging this year. In the past, there was a panel of anonymous writers and industry experts who judged the Silver Scrolls. However, now all APRA members are able to vote, so these awards have a lot of integrity because they're judged by other songwriters. But let's listen to a couple of my favourites from that top 20 list nominated for Silver Scrolls. First up, here's Dimmer with What's a Few Tears to the Ocean.
What's a few tears
the ocean. Thank you.
check out what's happening on the beach. waihikiradio.blogspot.com.
It might be nice to smash the state, but it's getting late. Mostly I'm just working for the man. Lame ass job, but I'm not sure that I can. The universe is mostly fine with me. It seems to me the only place to be. Wake up from your beautiful haze. Rise up, smash your beautiful chain.
SJD, Beautiful Haze. That's such a fantastic song. Great lyrics. That's from the new fourth, or the new album, Songs from a Dictaphone. It's out and about now. And that's another that is nominated in the final list of 20 for Silver Scrolls. Now, tonight's feature CD is the new album from Grand Prix, Terrablane Twilight, now courtesy of Baseline Productions and Upload. I've got a little interview with you, for you, with Andrew and Nathan from Grand Prix, talking about the change in their sound over the years and the process leading up to this new album.
I'm Nathan from Grand Prix.
And I'm Andrew.
We're from Grand Prix.
From the same band. You know, it's not so much about the vehicle as about the track.
This is the Mark III Grand Prix, though, isn't it?
It is.
This is a brand new lineup. Well, not all brand new, but me and Adam joining the band. I joined about 8 months ago. Adam joined probably 2 months ago, or maybe 3 months ago, playing, adding some keyboards, because there's lots of keyboards on the new album, and we didn't actually have a keyboardist to play them live, so we thought we'd better get someone who could fill those shoes.
But that wasn't the reason why this album's got more organ than trumpet. It's not so much replaced the horn, we've approached the music quite differently. Like there's parts and songs where there is no guitar, you know. So if you've got that sustained instrument, there's so much more space that you can play with, more depth, maybe. It's just the way the music was going.
Because give me a history lesson here.
Well, the thing was, I was trying to write trumpet parts for all the songs. Some of them I was thinking, why am I... So it's kind of silly having to write these parts. Time's going by, and so you just thought, well, maybe there just won't be trumpet in these songs. And there's a lot of new stuff going on. I think Nato and Adam are adding a lot more. And it's different style. This the way the songs have evolved with these guys is different. The Mark II was described as mariachi and stuff like that. I know we were a decade. We've moved on from mariachi to, I don't know, what came after mariachi. If the Way of the Racer was 50s kind of sensibility, then this one's a bit more 60s. The voice choir. Well, Brett Stanton, the guy that recorded the album, we did a Roy Orbison tribute song on the album, and Brett was, and me, we were thinking, well, we should try and make this really kind of Phil Spector-ish. So it was his idea, really. At the end, he was saying, I want to hear some... His idea was to get some Russian sailors kind of singing, I think. And couldn't find any of them.
So we got Greg Terrace and Luke Butter instead.
And Age Prior.
The new album, Terraplane Twilight, is definitely... There's more time spent on production and actually getting interesting sounds in there that kind of add to the songs. A darker kind of vibe, I think. To me, it sounds nocturnal, like a very kind of nighttime album.
Yeah, and how can that be? You know, makes you wonder, eh? Like, if you listen to music and it sounds, you know, it evokes something like that, how does it do that?
Music's a powerful thing. I think it's a very cinematic album, too, the new one.
Yeah.
It makes me see pictures, movies. You tell some stories in your lyrics. Some of these songs have actually got a fourth chord. I don't think many of the songs on the second album had more than three chords, and maybe the next album will have go up to five.
Maybe, yeah. But the music itself hasn't got that much more complex, but the instrumentation and stuff like that, the production has become more big and full. You know what I mean? Like, there's still a lot of three chord songs on there.
I can't do like I should. But it makes me think that I could.
That's Always Beginning from Grand Prix from the new album Terraplane Twilight. There's a few new releases out this week. Goon, Midge Marsden and SJD all have their new albums out. And Cut Off Your Hands, who used to be known as Shaky Hands, have a new EP out called Blue on Blue. It's a little bit of a change of sound for Cut Off Your Hands, as they're now known, from the first EP. The first was a lot more angular than the second one. In fact, the second one, every time I hear it, it kind of makes me feel like I should be wearing skinny jeans, a baggy jersey, have a floppy fringe, and be walking around with a copy of the Smiths album under my arm. But it's pretty good, and I'm going to feature it on an upcoming Counting the Beat. But I thought we'd listen to a song off it now, since it's brand new. This one's called Still Fond. This next band, The Low Spark, started off life as The Tomahawks. They originated in Dunedin, although they've now moved to Auckland, and they've been working on recording an album. They've worked with Dale Cotton, who's also recorded with Dimmer, Die Die Die, and HDU, and they've also worked closely with the Villains guy, Graham Downs, who has done a bit of songwriting and production expertise, advice given that to the band. Their album is called Out in the Ozone and it's going to be released in August. Let's take a listen to this one. It's called She Puts Me Out.
I'm getting down.
Now, this next track is a bit of a laugh. It's the Matakanui Men's Choir. I thought it was timely, having just rounded off the Tri Nation and heading into the World Cup, that we do something to mark the importance of rugby in New Zealand culture. This is called God Defend the All Blacks.
Justin Marshall, Dan Carter, Kevin Mia Lum, Alan Hewson, Jerry Wright, Mamamoo, Gary Knight, Tommy Norton, Sid Cohen, Andy Earl, and Bernie Fraser, Michael Jones, Frank Bunce, Ron Foster, Walker, Sim Sam Brewer, Richard Lowe, Mills, Moyaina, John Fitzpatrick, Donald Clark, Inker.
Matakanui Men's Choir with God Defend the All Blacks. We're going to go out with another track from our feature CD tonight, which is Terraplane Twilight, the new third album from Grand Prix. The track we're going to hear is called Bypass.
Let's go out the way we came in. That's swinging.